The Pilsner Urquell Brewery is the most visited destination in West Bohemia and one of the top 15 attractions in Czechia. On a typical day, it hosts around 40 guided tours in multiple languages, including Czech, German, and English. On this special occasion, a new exhibition opened that guides visitors through what it takes to make Pilsner beer. My colleague, Kristina Kelnerová, and I were lucky enough to get a hold of Craft and Heritage Director Rudolf Schlehofer at Pilsner Urquell to walk us through this staple of Czech culture and the newly opened exhibition.
We have three breweries in Czech Republic. The Pilsner Urquell is produced just here in the Plzeň, 182 years still in the same place. Other brands which you have, like Kozel, Gambrinus or Radegast, are produced, let's say, in other breweries which you have here.
So Radegast, Kozel, those are also brands that is owned by Pilsner.
We have a Pilsner Urquell, Radegast, Kozel, Gambrinus, Frisco, Prout. And I think I forgot something definitely because we have plenty of brands. By the way, it's the biggest personal lift in Czech Republic.
I was going to say this is
very big, yeah.
I was like, is this the order?
72 person. We will start in here. I will show you something.
Welcome to Pilsen. Welcome to the city where the world-famous Pilsner Urquell beer began over 170 years ago. It started in the early 19th century when the Bavarian beer star used
Now, it will be even new for me, because this exposition is brand new. It's open 1 week. It's really 1 week open, so it's a brand new. And we introduce to our visitors here the ingredients from which we brew the beer. So basically barley, water, hops and yeast. And if you have this, it's everything what you need to produce the beer. Of course, plenty and plenty of very capable people, which let's say the bring it to life. Here, with this, let's say the big screen, we introduce the ingredients in, let's say, the nature way. So it's a barley. Probably one of the most important stuff which you need to produce the beer. Basic of all. So we introduce here the process of malting when you transform the barley, which is planted from 90% in Czech Republic, 10% in Slovakia, to the malt, which is the basic ingredients to produce the beer. Here, you can touch the malt, how it looks like when it's ready. So, water is also important. We are quite lucky here in Plzeň because we have a soft water. We pump it from our own wells, which is 100 meters deep. Practically the only stuff which we need to do is to deironize the water, because mainly the hop content and the iron doesn't like together, if I can say. So it's only what we do with the water. We use some special quality measurement, and it's a fishes. So we have a big, how to say, pool with the 30 fishes, which let's say the something like a biological or natural testing of the water, of the quality of the water. The next ingredients is the hops. We use hops from SAS region, high quality of course, and it's very, very, very important because when our visitors are not from Czech Republic, they often can hardly imagine how the hops look like. So we present here how the flower itself look like, what we use for the production. And probably you know that some of the brewery use just, let's say, the beams, but we use the pellets. So we try to introduce the difference between the beans and the pellets are practically only milling and drying and nothing more. Because the pellets, which you can see just on the screen, are practically the same, like a beam, but we can, in an easy way, to control the amount of the hops. And here we have a special mills. Here you can see the pellets, so you can touch even the smell. It's quite interesting, a little bit like a lemon.
Oh yeah, it is lemony.
We brew Pilsner Urquell using the best ingredients. Its high quality is also down to the enthusiasm and passion of our people who are part of its production.
Now we go to the brew house. Actually, we show to our visitors two brew houses, the historical one and the modern one. Now we go directly to the historical one. So welcome in the historical brew house. We demonstrate here what's important for the Pilsner Urquell from the brewing process perspective. So it's a copper vessels, copper bottom, direct heating. And here in this historical brew house, we don't brew the beer now because we have a new one, but we brew beer here for more than 70 years. So it was the operation till 2004. I think I can show you some short film, how we brew the beer and what's important for the Pilsner Urquell like a brand. Mm-hmm. Here, if you can see or look inside, important is, let's say, the copper bottom, those copper chain, and there is direct heating below that, and it's important for the final taste of the Pilsner Urquell. What's important to say, we still brew the beer in the same way, according to same principles, like in 1842, when, let's say, the Pilsner Urquell was brewed first time. But what we know, what we do, we still brew the beer in an original way. So we mature in the oak barrels in our old cellars, and we regularly check if the beer from the oak barrels is the same like from the standard production. So we know that it's very, very similar. Because we try to maintain this old craft in our cellars and produce the beer in the old way, in a traditional way.
The best beer in the world, according to you?
Yes, but I was born in Plzeň, so it's easy to say. All beer is good. And I would say that practically now in Czech Republic you have no chance to drink really bad beer. Let's move to the new one.
Immediately you can smell it.
Yes. And in this brew house, it's only place in the world when the Pilsner Urquell is brewed. So if you buy your bottle in London, New York, Tokyo, everywhere around the world, it was brewed here, just here. It looks like slightly different, but the principle and the production technology change, but principle is the same. So this is, let's say, the kettles. There is a mixed mold with the water. And in this last kettle, it's, let's say, we have a hop boiling. So we add hop there and we brew. Every day, we produce close to 2.9 million beer here in this brew house. Every day. The Czech beer, zero half liter. If you want to calculate in a normal serve around the world, it's something like 4.3 million. I show you the production, the brew house. From the visitor perspective, it's fine that it's a safe environment. You are here in 1 hour from Prague by train, so it's practically very, very close. And you can spend many, many hours here, because here is a restaurant, here is several tours. We have a brewing museum in the downtown, even the historical underground, which is even bigger than our cellars, which we have here. And yes, by the way, how the technology changed. So it's one of the first kettles which we have. So what you've seen in our brew houses, even the historic and the new one, it was, let's say, the copper kettle with, let's say, coverage. The first kettles were open, so it's one of the first which we had. And here we have a picture of the most important brew masters. And here is the number one, Mr. Grohl. So it's a man who invented the Pilsner Urquell and brings to the world. What we have, and as you can see, this is the pictures of the, let's say, the wooden barrels. We have the last crew of the brewery coopers, minimally in the Europe. So they still produce the lagering and maturation barrels. They produce this, the transportation one, and we use it for the checking of quality. Of course, it's a touristic attraction also. And now we go to the cellars, maybe I show you to that.
So it's all this part of the brewery, our brewery cellars. We have 9 kilometers of cellars. Be careful, it can be a little bit wet and slippery. It's a part of the tour. After, let's say, the 70 minutes which your visitor spent on tour with the listening to the history and brewing process, it's a place when we give them the tasting of the Pilsner Urquell. But in a unique way, because the beer which we serve here in the cellars, it's not available anywhere else. It's just here, because it's maturated in oak wooden barrels, produced here, and what we produce here, we drink here. For comparison, in a standard normal production, the brewery in Plzeň produce more than 5 million hectoliters of beer every year. Here in the cellars we produce just 1,000, and everything what we produce here, we drink here. Okay, safety instruction. It's the map of the cellars. So, please memorize that. And if you are lost, shout. Shout loudly.
So these halls would be, how old would you say?
They started to cut in 1839, and it takes 50 years to finish. What you can see here, it's a traditional fermentation in an open fermenters. So we brew the beer in the brew house that we visited, pump here, add the yeast, and in 10 days it's fermented. Every day there is a temperature 0.5 degrees Celsius higher. When it's fermented, we pump to the maturation barrels, and after 5 weeks in total, we have the Pilsner Urquell. The time is the same like in 1842. Okay, what you can see, that is quite fresh beer. At the end, there is, let's say, the rich foam, something like clouds it look like. Now, it's time to taste. Your glass. And your glass.
Thank you.
This is, let's say, this Insta place, because the plenty of people take picture of this, let's say,
this is amazing.
It's perfect posing, actually.
And these maturation vessels are, maturation barrels are produced by our coopers. And we still maintain the craft, because without them, we are not able to produce the beer in a traditional way. Let's go for beer. The glass? Okay.
Ďakujem pekne. Na zdravie.
Oh, yeah. Compared to there's a little bit less CO2 in. Mm-hmm. It's unfiltered and pasteurized.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you can feel it a little bit sweeter than a normal beer.
Yeah. The less CO2 is really present.
But to drink this beer, you can drink only here. It's really, really, really unique. So you can have the Pilsner Urquell in the majority of Czech Republic, practically everywhere. But this, which was really mature in this barrel, we never sell on the surface. So it's just here in the cell.
What's the exact reason? It can't just be because of tourists or...
Both. Quality checking, maintain the traditional craft, because our coopers are on the list of immaterial heritage of the Czech Republic, because we want to maintain, because to produce something like that is very, very difficult, because the plenty of coopers around the world who produce the whiskey barrels, the wine barrels, but only this is, let's say, the build-up from the internal pressure. So it's like this. It weighs 800 kilos, for example. When we don't maintain that, we lose it. And Pilsner Urquell is a special beer. And this is a part of that. We are able to demonstrate that the beer was produced in a different way. And we still, let's say, maintain the taste. And are, let's say, the very experienced brewmasters and even the retired brewmasters, twice, three times per year, go here just to check if the normal production, standard one, is the same to that.
You do really notice the difference as well, but also the similarity.
Because it's the same beer.
Yeah.
Only, let's say, of course, the environment makes a lot. And the beer is, let's say, just for your feeling, a little bit sweeter, because it's the same beer. There are many, many steps which has to be taken to the beer was perfect. Let's go.
After exiting the cellars, our tour brought us to the gift store located just outside the exit, where you can purchase merchandise as well as, you guessed it, more beer. And who wouldn't want a reminder of this guilty pleasure? And if that isn't enough for you, our tour guide pointed to some other options for visitors after finishing the tour.
So except this tour in the brewery itself, and we have more tour, Gambrinus and Elektrárna, which is experimental brewery, we have also the Brewing Museum and Historical Underground in the downtown of Plzeň. Historical Underground has this year 40 years anniversary from opening, and we prepared a special tour for our visitors because we opened the youngest part of the underground, which is not youngest, like a youngest, but latest open or discover part which we open to the visitors.
And with that, our tour with my colleague Kristina comes to an end. We tasted unique beer that will stay with us for some time, at least until our next visit. And that visit will have to come soon, since we can't get enough of this classic Czech staple.